As kids grow up and into their teenage years and begin to creep toward a day which, to them, represents freedom, their sweet 16, that day may represent something else for their parents. With that sweet birthday comes the responsibility of driving for many. For the teen, that's awesome. For their parents, cue the worrying and anxiety. Well, there is a program series coming up which aims to provide parents with all the skills and resources they need to get their kids road ready. Joining us in this morning's KMZU Newsmaker is Dina Dohaig with First Impact Missouri, who says educating teens about safe driving techniques will make them and everyone else safer when they get behind the wheel.
First Impact is a program of Think First Missouri, and that those are both housed out of University of Missouri School of Medicine, and they're funded in part from MoDOT's Highway Safety and Traffic Division. First Impact is an education program that we present to parents, typically at high schools, but we also do lunch and learn at businesses and any other venue that would ask. We take this message in and we teach about teen driving risk. We help them understand what the GDL law is. We teach them how to monitor and enforce the GDL. And we talk about the importance of being a positive role model to teens with their driving. And you ask what the GDL is. It's a three-step licensing system that Missouri has had in place since 2001. Step one of that is the instruction permit. Step two is the intermediate license. And step three is full licensure. The important part of teaching parents about the graduated driver license law is because there's rules and restrictions in place that apply to the teen driver, and you have to get through all the steps of the permit phase before you can move on to the intermediate license. What most people would recognize as the intermediate is once you've turned 16 and you've completed all the steps of the permit, you can then go be an independent driver. And there's several rules now because of the intermediate license that pertain to that new driver, that new independent driver, how many passengers they can have, what hours they can be on the road, what happens if they get a ticket, what does that mean for moving on to the next phase.
What is the phase that comes after that, and how can you ensure that drivers are ready once they get to that phase?
That is a very good question. So in the permit phase, the law requires that a driver on a permit is supervised driving 40 hours, and 10 of those have to be at night. First Impact's program recommends that teens drive 100 hours supervised in all weather conditions. That amounts to about 2 hours a week that a teen should be driving with parental supervision or a qualified person that a parent designates, because the more experience they have by the time they get out on the road, the better.
Now, this is a part of an event series, and there are a couple of events coming up in the KMZU listening area this month. Why don't you just share a little bit with listeners about what they can expect from these events?
They will be doing a 90-minute program where, again, we're teaching parents about the graduated driver license law. Research confirms that GDL laws have been instrumental in reducing teen crashes by 20% to 40%. And the simple goal of First Impact is to reduce teen fatalities.
To find out more about First Impact and about safe driving techniques for young drivers, and to learn more about the upcoming event series, including events soon in Columbia and Chillicothe, visit KMZU.com. You can also share the story from the KMZU Facebook page. Be sure to tune in weekdays around 7:25 a.m. to catch the latest KMZU Newsmaker. I'm Brian Locke.